nimilola opifa la peni opifa la penta kutua li vangeka okukala waninga omoshi ya kama uhole oinima vanu oinima mapata vanu atango inofika okuipewa kakele kwa kana kwe oko kuhonde vanu otaka dulu kala kapewa inima ya patalavo ashiko ove kala kukule no ivanga kukala ninima ili ngaho ano ngengo wiha ngulipa kutati kucha ae amita iji kuini milinga wa shashi ono kwa kwa linde mpewa papangelo shala kucha kuhena ina ino mpewa ano nande umuia nja ikenye vene shukwende nata kupuwa kucha oshiri na shiuka ano kala holongi foma dila dilo nya udare ruamo to dila dila kutua ino dila dila pa uhupi dila dila ku kala ngana dila dila mule ya dila kutu ino kala unendonke di hupi dafadon shile wa shikombo dila dila ano inda mule ongo onuno mwenye uno madila dilo na madilongo to dila kutu okana wewa wati wangotaye kulombwele ino kijimbika kashikula okana kwa wakonti wangotaye kulombwele ino kijimbika kashikula ano inda kengali asike kala kokule nini mavanu kala kokule nini mavanu na mapata vanu wangudu ii ni makaishi yoe vanu yana ya ua fiapo pucha na makale fimbo lifike peni miyo teka kaishi yoe vanu tele la yoe yuye kwa tuwa tashii ya shilo ndero andishi ani nolo ndela tele asike shima shoye shikufike na tuyepo kangalo kashona manga umpulikini se tutare kucha ohatu ningipo nga helipi nando tunye nilongo na imwe oilingane ya denga name on prekini oya denga oya pitanga na mende dili ne no prokhara ba me po shumbururwa o hatu ingane komesho na fiongane o programa landurako te karangane i ano ya kufako embako utacho tuli hatu popi ko mbinga yohombo omo tuli hatu popi tuli ko shoshi paranyoro owa no show owi ohombo ya likolili mumwe ile la topoka ndacho porohara mai enduro porohara ma koi pe ninga moso ndaka jireko nene nanga hatu ngone hatu yendurula kadango pune fino pe unuka lewa dengeramo ongo ditona no hetatu na tuveri batatu o habana bavali onola owoi naimwe onola no hetatu na tuveri batatu o habana bavali onola owoi naimwe oyongane ongo jetu imu proha mpulikini genge wahala kukara wachakosha ile wahala ngane kuwedapo ile kupukurula o tekutambula kumpulikini o hato kutapamepo otokarangane waya komesho ya natango yo ohanji wedapo pote mgube pinyata wapikucha omati. Ngengo kwa pove tati, okuhala kukuhombola. Epulo liwa, liwa liwa nolombili, talipura kucha odbaruka peni. Ya, umuoteka, otaka chane, otoka hanga nukuliba mwe, umuoteka chana nukuli, oshiku nakupu ilange pulo li lingao. Ovo tofika meike toti, otayuka peni, wajalo nyati, kucha otayuka peni. Ya, esha tashipo pulo kucha, otohango nutacho kwa la kuhombola, de shamanga nmona, ndokuli ndo nukoma peka apeko, pamwe kushine nale pamwe kunda davopo pamwe kuchuwaye ono ntala ke unao o hatupo kakulunu o kenefima neko o hadengo vanu ya a efimbo limono kule ishi nakufa kwa mkunda wapo kushiku chita halika kwa shashi o vanu njo kono nae o vishi na wapo mkunda o havi hangengone tatouluka ngani isha na hapo shopo ewe ngane kwa mkunda doko kule ndeta kuchua ngane ninge peka apeko shosho akuchua Ons mati ingo kwa la kuhomba atende roka adona. O haiko bakulunubae, te valombwere. Ndo bakulunubae havati, hee wape kuda, tupe fimbo lishona. E fimbo lata vapewa, uloku ningoma peka apeko. Shashi, ova nubo mikundo vishi. Nonge ingo kwa mikundo doko kule, ova nubeshiva, ovesha afani. Shosho wange kucha ingo no kuliko mkunda kukule, o hakutumonu, akatale, akapeka apeke, kucha onlumenu takongo omwana wetu, ukafana na peni. Tapi wane kucha, itakala anu haji kwa kujonka onka nao takongwa, ndele, o tajungo apa taji, ita jungo mapeka apeko. Ukuna kuja kwe nuelele, na wane mkwati kone nuelele wapu kate yako vakuru nuvoe, o hakutiwa, aye, kende mwali wane, kende mwali, utarengo otomo nomo. Anumona le fimbo kwa liliwa, ova nuhava anywa, kova dali kuchaye, kende mwali, utarengo otomo nomo. Isa asini ngiru wa kucha, oma ihumbato, omacho ute kwendele, kama wako vadali voye. Kama wapo mkunda pengeli, kama wamo ilonga mtalongo, kama wake shapa ilo apa hashingile, ongene, uhihange, takuchua kende mwali, kende mwali, pamunga dono nandokulu hatu kwa vanu, kena mikalo, yafima neko vanu, onmekeli mwamalo dwae, anakope kucha, kende mwali, ukatare ngenge, tomono mwali umwe, taduru kukara, ano mwatu ngafana, shota kupuwa kucha, ohombo, kashirishima shopo kafimbo, olwendo ngara mwenyoro ye, olwa, oshima shoyesha alushe, anutashikalelele, shosho kuhihangene bakunta kupi kucha, tupo kafimbo kashona, lapeka apeke, ongalo kuchiringe piyo, yonumenu, ilo yonkado nao, opo, tava kelele ano omwana ka ninge ano afiwe pongane aombola lena mongulo opuo onu okwaya nale ompregini oprograma etu osho yali ngao o yafika ngane pehulilo o hatu yanje ngane mbako ko programa arandurako ongene inoja po radio ompregini ukale wa prikina ke programa di kota disikurako o programa changa hayo shumbrurwa ke ishake na kevali molufotalu ya posantaka tashia o kuja kwa me saimu wanga di tina tukula lipo na wa no sandaka netu ya mbekironi bye bye Senkari, kihula deki, na limwana wako si manyana, kitamaya lieta, paumu uva, kitamaya lieta, paumu uva. Sing, Jada,
How your mother feel an immaculate loss. But of course, come and speak to the best. And watch me spit a jewel sharper to carve the meat of your flesh. You looking weak in the chest. You see the street is a test. Women on the stoop smoking, holding a seed to their breast. You see the street is a mess. Struggling to hold a cup on a pound of weed in the rest. Now I proceed to invest in my niggas keeping it fresh. Though we must stay on the grind, I supersede the distress. We always seem to finesse from the east to the west. You know we keep a Teflon from the Jeep to the vest. Kill a nigga slow like how you get defeated in chess. Got you under pressure, hairline receded effects. Hot air niggas, I only feel the heat of your breath. Rap niggas beefing the album probably needed to press. And there's a man that never found the slightest need to impress another man because I'm proud and I believe that I'm blessed. But yo, I always found a need to address these weaker niggas to speak to the street, always keeping the people abreast. Now you've been
branded, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
And I'm changing the crime. And I watch my son, cause you be fucking with a child of a giant. I'm in a place stuck between being loving and violent.
I'm becoming more of a threat when I move subtle and silent. Then set it off and be the only one to quiet the riot. My destiny's the only thing between the sky and the pilot.
Relate, it's like busting a tree. Hey, be late, I'll be taking most of the brick, leaving a pile of the shake. I never quit watching these niggas trying to hide their mistake. Taking the shit, watching their body floating by in a lake. Make it quick, you weak niggas better try to escape. And create the quickest way to reach the fire. Escape. Snitch niggas always quick to go and lie on the tape. But it's okay, cause superhero niggas die with a cape. It's so great to watch them finally break. Stand aside from the fake. Street niggas gotta slide from the Jake. Being broke and now being able to buy me a steak. Stacking my paper, so see now I can buy an estate. So I rely on the love and I reply to the hate. So much pain and the struggle, my whole body you ache. Come on, from the gate, so awake. That was the plan of my fate. Now I'm straight, got me my own knife and fork on my plate. I wanna scorch at the bait.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Realm of the Historics. Of course, this is a show in wherein we look at everything from history to religion to philosophy to geopolitics, not just geopolitics, but international geopolitics. This is the program. And I always say emotions aside and let's talk. So, emotions aside, but let us talk. And when we talk, we want to talk about real things that exist. We don't talk about things that don't exist. We talk about things that are real and they exist. And therefore, today is today, and I'm also joined by observers. Two observers. Young people that are observing. And if you hear this sound, that means we are taking off. And sorry for delaying for some minutes because there were some technical cuff that needed to be cured. All right. We are in and on at the same time. So, 23 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I told you I'm with observers here. Maybe I can just give them a chance to introduce themselves. They are not going to be part of the program, but they are observing because they are young people that are enthusiastic. They are enthusiastic of Realm of the Historics. And I told you that I think you need to give to buy a cake for Realm of the Historics. It's now officially 5 years old this month. And yes, so I'm going to give them a chance to introduce themselves. Yes, gentlemen, you can speak into your mics. Eh? No, just speak. Yes, just greet.
Good morning, Namibia. My name is Erastus, and I'm an observer and at the same time a researcher on realistic things. And I'm glad to come to make it to IGFM studio, because actually I'm a listener and at the same time the follower of IGFM, especially Realm of the Historics. And I'm proud to be here to do my research.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johannes Kalipi. I recently got the interest in, not recently, I have interest in global politics, history, and the current affairs, in the true news, not pretext.
Yeah.
I'm here to observe how the show is going. Mm. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. All right. So those are the ladies and gentlemen. They are the gentlemen. They are just here to observe. And perhaps next time they will come with their own, you know, in their own information, because, you know, we want to make sure that you also get to expose yourself to information so that you can come and bless us. I'm supposed to have a guest, but I'm trying to reach out to the guest and he's not picking. So let's just go for a short musical break and then we will see if we are able to get the guest. We need to get the guest because somebody need to tell us from the cultural point of view, is polygamy a culture thing? Is it a culture? Is it bound by customary traditional law? That's a question. Is it bound by customary traditional law? Because traditional law is what we call customary law. Because tradition, there is culture, there is tradition, there are norms and customs. So those are four different things when you talk about culture. There is tradition, there is culture, there are norms, and there are customs. And now customs are very important, because norms are just, you know, things that we do that are not really condemned or at the same time not really accepted, but we do them. They are part of our day-to-day life. You know, like eating, eating a dog, for example. It's not a custom. It's a norm. Because not everyone eats dog meat. And it cannot be custom. It is not custom because there is no way it is enforced that people should eat dog meat. It can be a tradition. It can be a culture to a certain extent, but it is not a custom. It's a norm. And a norm is something that is like I said, it's not that accepted, and it is also not condemned. So it's a practice that hangs in the balance in terms of whether or not it is good or bad. Nobody really has an answer. Is eating dog meat good or bad? No one will tell you. To some, it's bad because some people, when they eat, maybe they develop some allergies and so forth. But to some, it's good. It's good meat. But is it enforced or is it enforceable? No, it is not enforceable. Which means it is then not a culture. Or it could be a culture to a certain extent. Or it is then not a tradition. But it also could be a tradition at the same time, to a certain extent. But we can definitely, with absolute clarity, say that it is not a custom. Because it does not exist in any customary law order of society. Okay? So that's one thing that we need to understand. I'm giving you this example because of polygamy. There is what we call polygamy and polyandry. Polyandry is when a woman is married by multiple men, multiple husbands. Then that is mostly commonly practiced in the Asian countries. It is not really common here. So polygamy is intercultural. And it's a process where one man can marry multiple wives. One man can have multiple wives. So it's a universal intercultural patriarchal privilege. I can put it that way. Please pardon my language. It is a universal intercultural patriarchal privilege or privilege. It is not enforceable in any culture. In fact, it is also not condemned in any culture. It is also not enforced. So if we look at the historics of polygamy, because most people hold the view that polygamy is an African thing, it's an African culture, and that white people came and they stopped black people from marrying multiple wives, which is a blue lie, because it does not have any, you know, historical factual basis. You know, in the realm of the historics, we look at the factual basis of things, and we try to establish it factually and historically. So, and this is a norm, or I mean, this is a say that is mostly common in Africa. And this was perpetuated by the politicians. And the so-called, I will call them so-called for a certain reason, the so-called Pan-African is a so-called Pan-African activists. but it is not historically true, and it lacks any factual basis. But we can say that polygamy was part of, it was a norm in all cultures, not only the black culture. But polygamy is an oldest practice, older than, you know, what you call African religion. Polygamy is old, is an oldest practice, very older than the worship of ancestors. The worship of ancestors started later on, but polygamy has existed before that. Before people discovered that they can worship their ancestors, that the polygamy has already existed. And the person that started to marry two wives was not African, because there was no continental division by that time yet. So there were no continental divisions. In fact, the word Africa did not exist until 300 BC. So, which means in 300 BC, it was Alexander the Great and others that came to name a smaller part of North Africa as Africa. You know, Libya, Ethiopia, Egypt, around that area. Because that's the only area they came to. So that's the only area they came to. So they named that Africa. And in fact, certain words, certain names like Ethiopia are mockeries. Ethiopia means people of burnt skin. That's what it means. So, and that's a Greek that failed to pronounce, or they didn't want to pronounce Kush, and they named Ethiopia. They didn't want to pronounce Mizraim, and they named Egypt. So those are the Greeks that did that. Just like the British renamed Tsomsuk to Tsumeb, because they could not pronounce Tsomsuk. And Tsumeb has no meaning. There's no language, does not have any language, any meaning in any language in Namibia. It's a made up name because people failed to pronounce the correct name. That's what we have with colonizers. Just like we have Garweb, and the Oshiwamba say Kalwapa because they failed to pronounce Garweb or Karweb. So those are names that people, when they fail to pronounce certain names, they come up with new names that are easier for them. And those names may no longer have meanings. So we continue. And I said the other week when I was here, I said there will be part two to polygamy, because I am one of the people that grew up in a polygamous family or household, and I know what the polygamous household, you know, could be. When there's drama, it's real drama.
will succeed. Yamweka picho muro nene takaronga. Yamweka kosa tawo no yotaisi kire na komite. Yamweka pula tati ya kweto mshende ngini. Just wake up.
right. It seems that I'm not getting the guest. You know, it's Sunday. I mean, since he's my brother, he wanted to talk about the benefit of polygamy from a cultural point of view. Maybe he went to drink. So, all right, those who are drinking your last money, before you drink your last money, please check your electricity. Before you drink your last money, please check your electricity. Otherwise, you are going to drink your last money and then you come to check your electricity, just 2 units. All right. Okay. Let me see. Okay, we continue. So polygamy is not an African culture. Well, it's not exclusively an African culture. We need to understand that. It's not exclusively an African culture. It is intercultural. Universal, just like eating, swallowing, or breathing. That's not cultural. It's natural. But polygamy is a natural decision from a man, which one man did it. And other men started to say, oh, okay, let me also did it. And then it became a norm in a certain environment until it was transformed, and then it transformed, and then that's why there is no law on polygamy. So there is no law on polygamy. Because this is an individualistic decision. Now, but the Bible condemns polygamy. And I will not get into that today. Maybe I'm going to go into the part 3 next week. Then we'll come and talk about how how the Bible condemns it and why, and how we can balance the two. How do we balance the two? And does the Namibian law condemn polygamy? Not as such. Not as such. If you follow the Namco case very well, one of them said he has 2 wives. So the Namibian law does not condemn polygamy as such, but does not also publicly condone it. So it hangs in the balance because it's a norm, like I said. Do the traditional authorities condemn polygamy? No. Okay, do they condone it? No. Why? Because it is a norm. Or I will invite them. I think I need to also call upon Tate John Walenga, because he's a chief, one of the chiefs, And because there is a king and the chiefs. So he's one of those major chiefs. In fact, he can shed more light from the Ondonga traditional perspective on how, what polygamy is. I think I might even go with polygamy the whole of this month. Because it has many parts. Young people will also come in and give their perspectives. Do they want to be born in a polygamous family? Because I don't want to intoxicate you with my own experience. Because I really had a bad experience in a polygamous, you know, setup. But I don't want to use that as an intoxication. But I can just tell my stories. I can just tell my story so that you also maybe will get the pros and cons. So now my question is, does the traditional authority condemn or condone polygamy? The answer is no. They don't condemn it. They neither condemn it nor condone it. Because polygamy is an individual choice somebody makes. Okay, is there any law in the world or under culture on how and when people should have sex, that when they are married? There is no such a law. Why? Because sex is not cultural, it's not traditional, it's not a norm, it's not a custom. Sex is natural, it is biological. You cannot set a law on biological orders. Okay? You can't set a law on biological orders. Ah, no, you will not succeed. Because in fact, a man thinks about sex 1,000 times in a day, according to some research. That's how serious that issue is. Natural. Natural. So natural law cannot be governed by tradition. But we created tradition and culture and norms and customs from the common law. And common law comes from natural law, which is, you know, part of which is bound and inbuilt into our conscious and subconscious. And part of it is around us. You know, part of it is in fact environmental, and part of it is biological, which goes to become, you know, psycho-spiritual, if I have to put it that way. You know, I have to say, pardon my language. So part of which is psycho-spiritual, and part of it is environmental. Part of it is congenital, which means you are born with it. So, and polygamy is not, unfortunately, not part of that. Polygamy is an individual decision. somebody makes that I want to have two wives. And mostly it comes with men that have economic muscle, men that have economic prowess, men that have the economic capacity. And not only economic capacity, but you must also have the intellectual capacity to handle two women. Because women are emotional. And if you don't have the logical capacity and intellectual capacity to handle women, you will be boiling every day. Because their emotions are real. You cannot copy and you cannot copy and paste them. You can only experience the reality of, you know, the reality of the drama. It will be drama every day if you don't control them. Because if you don't control them, one of them will find a way to control you. And then you will be under control.
Was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
All right. We now continue. Polygamy, I stress this point very well.
See the
Continue. So polygamy is bound to natural decision, to an instinct in the person's medulla oblongata. He's the one that decides he wants to get married. But then there is an order that is established that whatever marriage needs to be known by parents. Whatever relationship needs to be really registered, you know, traditionally. And that's why in Ashwambo culture, when you are married in a polygamous family, they don't do a wedding for the second wife. The first wedding is done for the first wife, but the second, third, fourth, they just go and get you to be married. There is no celebration that is made. You are just taken. Which indicates that it is not something that is in the culture. It is in something that is in, you know, it is something that is in a humanistic choice, individual choice of a patriarch who want to have two wives. And there is no celebration whatsoever that is made. So, there is one tate that I'm going to bring in, I think next week. But then I'll try to translate because he will be limited in English. Because polygamy is a big issue. We need to talk about it and, you know, cut it open. Demystify certain things. So, in a polygamous family, it depends now how large that polygamous family is. Some people have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wives, 7. And because it was those days where, you know, people never had money, they just used to work the field. It was sort of easy to manage this polygamous home because people did not have, there was no money. There was no affordability. I mean, affordability was there in terms of whether you or not you are able to produce enough food to feed these people. Because people used to wear skin and other materials that were readily available for clothing. So it was easy. But nowadays, if you are to marry two wives, we only have psychiatric centers, two of them in Namibia. We don't have many psychiatric, we don't have psychiatric centers everywhere in Namibia. So if men would have two wives today, the Ministry of Gender will be too small for us. They will extend it. So I can guarantee you that. So the Ministry of Gender will be too small. They will have to extend not only the premises itself, even ministers. Because the level of stress in men will be higher. The level of stress in men will be very high. If you are stressing because of one girlfriend, and you have to borrow money for you to please that boyfriend, that girlfriend, you know, taking her out. Imagine having two of them and it is legal. This one is demanding Brazilian hair. This one wants iPhone 14 for her birthday. If not, I will dump you. Our heads will boil as if our heads will be put in a microwave. That is going to be like somebody who's put his head on a microwave, in a microwave, and put it on. That's how our brain, that's the level to which our brain will boil. Because imagine January and you are told, this one comes to say, Junior's bag is torn. And the other one is saying, Lydia's shoes have holes. And you are on your way from Okalongo to Windhoek on borrowed money, because when you went to Okalongo, family also was demanding for you to give them a befitting Christmas, since you are the only breadwinner in the family. But you have two wives. And family is a very entitled entity, full of people with an I don't care attitude software that is very hard to be uninstalled and let alone updated. The entitlement in family is very high. To the point that should you be the only one that is working in a family, they don't even care that you are married, you have your own house. No, they don't care about that. Your mother will demand, your sister will demand, your brother will demand, and those demands must be met. Otherwise, Neshwambo say, Watulamo. Because now, since you got married, you are no longer looking after, not even your mother. So that kind of dependency and that kind of entitlement will be the death of every man in Namibia if it's not controlled. Because it's like when you get a job, family it is as if they say, how dare you get a job? Now they are going to level you, carpet bomb you with all responsibilities. Now, if that is happening when you have one single woman that you have and your mother does not want to first stand, and in fact they demand that you are going to buy a bull, fatted the bull, and you are going to buy it contant, like you have to pay it cash, you need to show that you are from Windhoek. Hey! Jamut Contant Petal, my bro. Munispieri. So if that is done to you, if that is done to you, and as if, look, when was month end? 31st. By the 28th, messages are already coming from families on your phone. How much they want. And they are not even asking. They are demanding. Because this is what you did. The first time you gave them money, they appreciated it. The second time you gave them money, you created anticipation. The third time you gave them money, you created an expectation. The first time you give the money, you create an entitlement. And then the fifth time you start to fail, you now create resentment. And that is the resentment they are using to ask money from you, and they are even asking more from you. How dare you get a job? So if that is a problem now, if black tax is a problem now to you, that has a single woman get two or get three, you are going to look for Rem of the Historics. Because your head is no longer going to be in a microwave. Your head is now going to be roasted live, like on the at the core of the sun. The losses that we are facing, as far as men are concerned, as far as suicides are concerned, these are coming from financial stress. Because society expects so much from a boy child. Society expects so much from a boy child. When you were in Okalongo, you were nice. You were much in order. You used to maybe to be asked to go and fetch water there, then they give you a $50, you buy soap. Life was going. But it is your parent that mockingly forced you to come to Windhoek and end up being at a Havana bus stop, snatching people's phones. Because you are forced to keep up with life. You are forced to earn money even beyond your capacity and beyond your ability. Because somebody wants to walk around boasting for your sweat. The money that you are getting through your sweat, somebody wants to make a name out of it. And that's our parents. You see, that is the colonialism that a boy child is going through in Africa. Not only a boy child. There are a lot of girls that are also under very much pressure. She's the only one that is working in a family. But she is forced to carry everyone. You see, this is a very much demonic entitlement. Now, be it as it may, it is going to be 1,000 times more terrible if you are to have a second wife today. The people that have second wives, unless you are both working to say, okay, I'm marrying my wife. My first wife is a nurse. My second wife is a teacher. And I am a radio guru like me, who is a Eagle FM's most advanced bazooka artillery. So you can have two wives. One is a teacher, one is a nurse. And at the end of every month, you sit down, you get your own budget. You said, okay, this much is going to rent, this much is going to food, and we buy food in bulk, so each of us will take equal. That is when there is a mutual respect between the two couples, or because it's a tripartite agreement, or a quadripartite agreement. Whatever it is, maybe it's going to be a pentapartite. Nobody knows. But polygamy as I know it, there is no mutual agreement. Nothing like that exists. Okay, let me tell you, as somebody that was born in polygamy, how I could see my father's head boiling. And in fact, I could hear the sound of the boiling head of my father from far. You see, my father was under so much pressure that if it was a ball that you were pumping, and there's so much pressure, so much air pressure, the ball will go bam, because you are pumping it beyond what it can carry. Even tires, guys, tires. I don't know why human beings, we want to carry what we are not able to carry. I don't know why, as human beings, we think we can do so much and we don't have room to say, no, I cannot go this far. I can only end this far. No, we keep going. Look, if you take a balloon and pump it with air, woo, 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 it will show you that, okay, if you pump once more, that will be maximum. And then woo, and then you decide, let me continue. Woo, 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 until you hear bam. And that is an explosion showing you that you have violated the order of the capacity order of balloon. And that's not just an explosion, that's a destruction. That's That's a distraction to show you that you have not just violated, you have destroyed. And that's a permanent distraction. You can never fix that balloon again. What happens if you pump tires beyond what they are able to carry? What will happen? You will have an accident. So even tires, they have, I think they go up to 300, if I'm not mistaken. For those who have cars, you know. Even tanks, there is quarter, you know, half, and what? And full. It will not go beyond full. But a human being wants to go beyond full. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. So, in polygamy, there is competition. Two women or three women competing for the attention of one man. Not only women that are competing, that are wives, also children are also competing for the attention of one father. And that becomes toxic. And the toxicity of that environment, you may not drink alcohol, but the toxic and bitterness that is in your heart will be more than what Namibian brewery can produce as far as alcohol is concerned.
Dunia yetu samburera
right, so let me now finish up this point, and then we'll continue with my colleagues here. We are 30 minutes into our show before my colleagues in the north will take over at 1 o'clock. So I'm saying that in a polygamy, there is no mutual respect. There is competition. And I can give you an example in the Bible. Sarah makes a suggestion to Abraham to say, look, I cannot give you children. I'm very old. Take Hagar, who is my maid. Go into her and you can have a son for yourself. It was a good idea. Oh, wife and husband counsel. But the consequences, Sarah started to bear the brand of the consequences of her own decisions. Because Abraham now has a son. Ishmael was born. So Abraham goes, he brings grapes to Hagar. Because Hagar is asking for grapes. Abraham is going to hunt. Hagar want to eat springbok. Sarah is watching. And Sarah is making a plan that as soon as this child is born and is weaned, as is matured, these people are getting out of here. Now, the child is born and it's a son. Oh, Abraham is happy. You know? And their whole attention goes to Hagar, and Sarah is just there watching. Sarah decides, look, get the child and the wife and the mother out of here. What are you trying to do, my friend? If you don't get them out, I will get them out the way you don't want. So Abraham said, okay, guys, you will have to go back to your mother's house, but take your child along. So there is no, it just because in a family setup, you know, adults don't talk. But some of us that were born in that setup, we know that there is never, even if you see women greeting each other, talk to each other like they are just doing it for the sake of doing it. You could see lightning between them. You know? It's just fire that is about to, you know, just a bomb, ticking bomb. It's an alarm. Just try it. You will see. Everybody's just having, try it. You will see. That's just what is going on in their minds. And even children, they start to know that my father only likes these children and not us. It starts to click in your mind that your father only likes, only favors these ones, but not you guys. And then you start to have the kind mentality. When you are playing there in the field, you just want to beat these ones because they think who do they think they are? You just have that bitterness in yourself. And it is done secretly because you will be beaten if it is found out. But it is real and it exists. So, and I could see my father's head. I could notice that my father's head is like it's put in a microwave. Boiling. And to a certain extent, sometimes I could even hear the sound of the boil. I could really see my father under such very heavy pressure. Because he comes to my mother, drama. And then he tries to go to my stepmother, he finds another drama. So he's just between two nuclear bombs that are about to detonate. And he doesn't have an escape. Because that is the competition, and women, they listen, they spy. Oh, they are fighting there. Okay. They are fighting here now. Yeah, that's good. So when the man goes to the, he runs out of there, he comes there, he's pampered a little bit. It's competition. So every woman is counting on the weakness of the other. And you see, this alone, this competition alone is already a traumatic stress disorder in women. Because every morning you have to devise a way. How do you compete with the other? What can you do to win this man today? Because if today you don't do anything, you lose. And that is traumatic to women and also to children. But a man also has his own trauma because he is supposed to go beyond what he's able to do so that he has maximum control over these two women by providing enough for everyone. And that's not an easy task in this money world. That is why stress will be the death of us as men. Now, if we are dying because of the stress running a house of one woman, how much more will we die if we have 2, 3, 4? Because if you have two women, if you have one woman, you have double portion of drama. Two is quadrupled. That's four dramas that you have, plus your own personal dramas that you need to deal with. That goes up to 12 dramas. So, in as much as you have multiple sexual partners, which is beneficial to a man at least, that is the only benefit that a man will have. And the second benefit will be that there'll be at least fast multiplication in terms of procreation. And work will be done easier because there are many people. Those are the only two benefits that a man will have in a polygamous relationship. The rest is a boiling microwave. So, sometimes it is a deep freezer, sometimes it's a boiling pot. And for me, I could see when my stepmother was being brought in, my mother tried to fight the war. She could not win. And the people told her, "You will not win. He has already decided. Leave him alone. Just learn to accommodate the person that is coming. You will be the senior. You are still the one in charge." But I could see my mother cry in front of me. You know, cry, trying to convince my father that the route he's trying to take is destructive. But my father would not listen. And I could see, I witnessed war firsthand between my mother and my stepmother. Because my mother was, they were having an argument with my father, and then my stepmother jumped in. When my mother launched from that chair when she was seated, she was like an F-35, American F-35. When she passed on me, she was traveling at Mach 20, like a hypersonic missile on my stepmother. Because it was already boiling in my mother that she must just try to interfere with the conversation. I will crush her. So that was already a boiling thing, maybe for a whole year. It has already been boiling. And my stepmother just triggered in, just to get in. When my mother launched from that chair, I don't think there was any speed that could compare to her speed. She was like this Oreshnik new Russian missile. Hypersonic speed. It was intercontinental. I don't know whether it is ballistic or maybe it was bigger than that. So, before my stepmother could even, you know, understand what was going on. She was already under. So that was, and my father, before my father could even understand or try to come to them to say how he can intervene. Luckily, my uncle was there. So he's the one that intervened, and my grandmother, they came in and they told my father, and they said, "You see what you have brought to yourself." My uncle told him, "You see what you have brought to yourself." So there were meetings after meetings trying to, you know, calm these people. It took years. But as children, we didn't really develop hatred among each other. But we knew that, you know, there were just certain signs that my father, you know, the issue is that when you are having two people, just like you are, if you are working for Eagle FM and the Chicken FM at the same time. If you are working for Eagle FM and the Chicken FM at the same time, you might despise Eagle FM's work and focus on Chicken. So sometimes Eagle is demanding here and the Chicken FM is demanding there. So you cannot serve two masters. That will not work. You see, that's you can never drive two cars at the same time. You can never drive two cars. And my father tried to do that. And my uncle also, one of my uncles has four wives. His head boiled, just like my father's head boiled into high blood pressure. So those are the cons that you really need to be higher in terms of intellectual capacity for you to be able to run that kind of company. Otherwise, it will collapse on you. So let me give my observers now here. Maybe they have questions or something. Your mics are on, gentlemen. Just speak into your mics.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Pence, allow me to go a little bit back to... Last time you said, the previous show, you mentioned something like, we live in a world that things should no longer be moral, but they must be from a human point of view. That's where someone is going to be heard. And here is where we comes in Poriandere, where we say people are allowed to raise their voice. And my question on Poriandere is that if we legalize Poriandere now, these women with more than two husbands, is she really going to satisfy these husbands? Is she really going to manage to satisfy, because for us men, it's about
all eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters. Do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months. Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry, you can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
All right, we continue. So you, I understand where your question is going.
Okay.
But look, we cannot say yes or no. Because that is within the individual decision of a woman who is deciding to be married by two men. She must take into account of what a man is. She must take into account that she is emotional, she's mostly emotional, and men are logical. And for her to be able to manage to be under control of two men, that requires another intellectual capacity. And it also not only intellectual capacity, but wisdom and a lot of knowledge. Otherwise, it is going to be a disastrous relationship. Yeah. Because we also need to understand that you are, even a normal monogamous, you know, marriage, where it's only one man and one woman. You deciding to bring this person and you are leaving, because this is not a date. It's a lifetime thing that you are deciding to bring this person into your life. You see? You need to be mentally prepared for that. You need to be mentally, psychologically, emotionally, you need to be socially and financially or economically prepared for that. Because, okay, I've been married for 13 years. And every year is different from the other. And the way we live our life is that we live our life as if we have lived this life before. This life we are living now, we are living it for the first time. We have never lived it before. So everyone of us is living for the first time. So there is no one who is 100%, you know, prepared. We try, we error, we learn as we go. But there are certain things that we make, certain decisions that we take that are consequential and that are responsible for taking our lives if we are not in control. So, in polygamy, from a cultural point of view, people argue that, no, you see, everyone, when you are put under a man, you are likely to be in order because you have a household, you have children that are under care, you are not scattered. That is really beneficial from a cultural, humanistic point of view. Because at least you are in order. You are not a concubine as such. You are somebody's wife, even if you are met there. Some people meet you and say, no, this is whose wife, the second wife. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then, still, society will continue condemning you secretly. That you took over somebody's marriage. And that is a trauma that you are going to live with forever. It's a scar that you are going to live with forever. So, and because the first wife will not be happy with you, even if she be the one that suggested, because I can tell you women are emotional. And if you trust their emotions, you are really in problem, because their emotions can change any time. And mostly they react by what they feel, how they feel. So, and as women age, they get to the point where they don't feel, you know, intimacy become very scarce. And men does not stop. The sexual desire in a man does not stop. It goes on until he dies.
Yeah, and that was my question to say. If we are in the, now we are in the monogamism,
or what? Monogamous.
Monogamous marriage. And you can see someone they cannot manage to satisfy the husband. And the possibility for the husband to go out is very high. Then how would someone want to say no? Polyandry need to be legalized.
No, that one, well, that person doesn't represent all women. Mm. She represents herself. Maybe she's able to do it. Maybe she understands what polyandry is all about. And she's prepared for it. So it's just like I said, polygamy and polyandry, these are individual choices that people make. They think about it, and then they decide to go this way. So, but even if the first lady decides to say, okay, I need some certain person, maybe I'm no longer able to satisfy you, you need a younger woman to come in. The younger woman will come in. But because this younger woman has energy to satisfy the men will start to focus more on this younger woman. And then this senior woman will start losing. And that's where problems start. Because she will make sure that she will be setting you up. Because she's experienced. You are a young woman. And she will be setting you up, you know, because she still thinks she can still have the attention of the husband. And she will see you as a person that has taken her husband away. Even if she was the one that gave the suggestion. Because for men, the sexual need has to be satisfied. Whether we like this point or not, the sexual need in a man will have to be satisfied. Just because that is equal to hunger and it is equal to thirst. And hunger, thirst cannot be satisfied by prayer or by yoga. Even if you are the most experienced prayer warrior in church, you still have to eat. Otherwise, you will die of starvation. So, even the sexual desire. In fact, when a human being was created, there were two cables. One is... There were two drives. Let me say it like that. One is hunger and thirst. That's a channel. Channel two is only created for sex. That's the one that regulates sex. And that channel two needs to be satisfied. Otherwise, there will be problems. So, men, if you give him an idea to say, no, find another person for me so that he can do the work, and a man will go. A man will do it. Because that is meant to solve his problem. But at the end of the day, this lady will still fight for attention. You don't like me anymore. because of that new wife of yours. Every time you are just with her and you don't listen to me anymore. So those are the things, and it becomes a war.
We have different genre of music in Jamaica. We have the first, it was the Mentor. Then it became ska. Then it moved to rock steady. Then it moved to reggae. And now it's dancehall. But the most popular and most influential one of those genres is reggae music. And that is why we are here today. That is why the festival is called Reggae Sundance Festival. So, we're going to bring artists who rose up in the reggae. And we're going to tell you that he's called Luciano. Luciano.
Face this again life with gruesome fast shows we got to buy. My friends and my environment sometimes they don't be wrong, but by my face I'll keep holding on. Are you ready? Tell us to let go down. Turn up for 10. Greetings and over. Are so confused, they don't know what to do. They fuss and fight for what they think is right. Life for them seems so hard, they don't know where to turn. When lessons that they need to learn.
Let me now conclude by saying, because in polyandry it will be even more dramatic, because men will compete for this woman. Yeah, they compete for control, and there are no two kings on the throne. There will be only one king on a throne. There can never be two presidents in Namibia. There is only one president. And even if you are the prime minister and you try to get to the power with the president have, we will call it an overthrow, an attempted coup, and you'll be in problem. So, and if the president sees that you are trying to compete with him, they'll get rid of you immediately. So in a polyandry, men competing over a woman. Ah, guys. That woman will be seated, is making a nuclear bomb as her chair. Like you are sitting on a ticking bomb about to explode and you are using it as your chair. Soon it will be, it is done. It is done, but hey, our anger here in Namibia, the level of anger that we have, I don't think we can manage that. So, but our program will continue. We are going to have the part three. We are going to have part three next Sunday, and we are going to look at the commercial part, the commercial side of polygamy. And yes, I thank you very much the two gentlemen that have come to visit, and wishing them the best. I wish for the gentleman that is political interest, you need to get my number so that you can come, you can come back when I'm going to deal with geopolitics. So I'm going to give you some homework on what to read up, because this program, you need to be well versed in what you are talking about. So, but from me, the only reliable kinetic energy in town, Eagle FM's most advanced and self-propelled Katusha artillery. I say it's a goodbye from me. Let's meet next Sunday. Same time. Don't forget, if you're about to drink your last money, first check your electricity. Otherwise, you are going to put yourself in an intercontinental embarrassment.